Fisher.
Mount Putnam.
On W4CY
Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm real excited about our next guest that has some great music, but a killer new single. It's just amazing. I'm always amazed when artists can put out new music after doing it for so many years, and it's still badass. So let's welcome to the show Will Martin of Earshot. How are you?
I'm good, my man. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, yeah, I mean... Unraveling is certainly raveled together into like some really good feel good music, great drum beat, and just like some goodness out of nowhere.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for saying that. Yeah, I mean, it's been doing really well. Fans seem to really be digging on it. So, fans want to see a full length album out of this, but we've been having some pretty nice momentum building with these singles that we're putting out, and Unraveling is certainly a big part of that.
Nice. So tell us what it's been like over the long haul. Okay, so you went on a long hiatus, you came back, and then the world gave you another hiatus not that long afterwards, and then here we go again.
Yeah.
So it's like it's been like you've been at Disney World all these years on a roller coaster.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, we took a hiatus in 2015. We put out the Aftermath EP, and we were just in 2019. We had planned to get together in 2020 to start recording a full-length record, and as you just said, the world had other plans, so we had to go back to making singles again and figure out, like everybody else did, how to work remotely and create songs, since we all live kind of far apart from each other. But if it happens again, where we're actually going in July to start recording our next full-length album, which again people have been asking for, and if another strange pandemic strikes us this time, then I promise you and everyone listening that we will promise not to make any more records again.
Yeah, it might. If that happens, then it's gonna be you. It's your fault.
It's definitely would be a bad look for sure.
Now, so do you feel, okay, since you've been doing this a long time, do you feel that even with that whole lockdown period of COVID, that maybe it gives you new eyes at the music? Because it's kind of like all artists have been on a hamster wheel forever, and that was like jumping off the hamster wheel and kind of reevaluating, I think, where you want your creativity to go.
Yeah, I mean, definitely gave us new things to write about, which was good and bad. I'm not glad that a lot of people, including us, had to go through all of the things that we went through during that long period of time. I mean, it's a couple of years long, or a little more than that. It was a long time, and so not happy that people had to endure that. A lot of financial hardships people went through, and people lost friends and loved ones, and for some people that survived it, there are a lot of people still dealing with after effects of it, and I know there's people dealing with some reactions to vaccines and medications as well. So I mean, it's been a really tough, confusing time for people, I think. So in that regard, I'm not glad, but from an artist standpoint, it really gave me you know, a new world to sort of look at and yeah. write about, because that's, you know, essentially what I do as a writer in my songwriting is I'm not always writing about myself. I'm writing about what I'm seeing in the world, and I'm just sort of reporting, you know, through the music about what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing out there. So that definitely, as I'm sure you can imagine, has given a lot of material for me to write about. And that's, you know, Unraveling is kind of, you know, the start of that. That's what the content of the lyric is about, you know, how we do seem to be, you know, becoming unraveled, you know, as a society, you know, from all the different things that have happened, from, you know, the riots to the presidential elections, to the pandemic and the lockdowns, and now the economy is in a slump. Like, there's all these different things. And I mean, we can go on and on and on about what's happening that, you know, can upset a lot of people. So that's what Unraveling's about. And it's, I sort of write it not just to report back on, you know, what's happening, but also I hope that it serves as a vehicle for people to kind of think about, you know, what's happening and how the different ways that we can change, you know, what's happening in the world to kind of put us on a different track is what I hope. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, realizing how ridiculous you're being and then kind of straightening up, or how, you know, an alcoholic or a drug addict realizes that, you know, they're hitting rock bottom. It's not working for their life anymore. So they start making positive changes, you know, whether that's getting sober or whatever it may be. I sort of hope, wishfully, that the same thing can happen through music. So,
yeah.
But that's sort of what the inspiration was. And that was a long-winded answer to your question, but there's a lot to unpack there, I think.
I like the long-winded. It gives a lot of material, even material for me to talk about, because, you know, I'm with you 100%. Like, I've been saying all along, like, some of the best music might come out of this pandemic. If you're going to pick a positive, like, there's so much negative. But if you're going to pick a positive, and I think it's because of a lot of the things that you just said. And, you know, I think people need music more than ever, because it's, like, the best therapy. I have a feeling that a lot of what's going on now with people being so pissed off or upset or whatever, it's because they had a couple years with no live music. And I think, you know, having songs like Unraveling helps them actually come back to reality. And, you know, they've unraveled with all this crap going on, and now we can reel them back in.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. You said it really well. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, I think that we went through, you know, almost a few years with no music, but, you know, for a lot of people, they had no job, they had no money, and, you know, were apart from their families and loved ones and, you know, holidays and all that stuff. So, I mean, you know, when you think about it, it's a lot to endure for, you know, a human being.
Yes.
You know, for some people, you know, like myself, I did pretty well with it. I mean, I had my moments, but for the most part, I mean, I'm used to being a recluse, so it didn't really affect, you know, my world all that much. But for me, it was the idea of knowing that I couldn't if I wanted to, right? Or, I mean, I could, but then that would have upset a bunch of people. So, I mean, it was a really strange time, and we're still kind of in it, I feel like, you know, but I feel like people are starting to realize, you know, what's happening and make adjustments. And hopefully, you know, everyone will meet back in the middle again.
From your mouth to somebody's ears, because that's what I'm all about. I can't stand the extremes. Let's all just be together. That's what I love about music. Like, you could go to a concert, a music festival, and everybody's just one big family, and it doesn't matter at that point, all the other stuff, all the other outside chatter. That's why I think the music is important, because we were going through such crap and we had no release. And it's funny what you said, because I kind of both did good and bad, because I'm both an extrovert and a loner at the same time. So like the extrovert in me had to get buried for a couple years, but the loner in me was like, This is beautiful. You know, I live on this island in down near West Palm Beach. So I just remember sitting here during the lockdown and sitting on my balcony and like, you know, thank God I'm separated from all those crazies over there on the mainland. Like I'm looking across the intercoastal to the mainland where all the crazies in my state are. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad they're over here. I'll just stay over here.
Well, you know, in the unfortunate event that something like that happens again, I'm calling you up and I'm going to meet you over on that island.
Yeah, come on down. I got the beaches my backyard and the air coastal is my front yard. It wasn't a bad way to be isolated and locked down, I tell you.
Doesn't sound like it. Sounds great to me.
If you're going to be. You know, it was too, like, I go on tour and do radio coverage of music festivals and stuff. And it kind of made me reevaluate a little bit, too, because, okay, so during that 2 years or more, without doing that, it was really weird to me. I wasn't used to it. You know what it's like. You go, you know, going on tour, when you get home, it like, it should be short-lived. When it's lived that long, it's like, oh, my God. But then last year, when everything came back, I literally was at a music festival every single weekend from April till November. And they were like 4 and 5 day festivals because they were trying to make up for all the time lost. And even me, who never gets burnt by it, I was like, at the end of the time, I'm like, okay, I think I'll go a little slower next year. That was too much at once.
Yeah, I've, you know, long since been, you know, kind of not having a high level interest of hanging around a lot of festivals and shows just because I've been around them for, you know, so many years. And
exactly.
I've seen a lot of the bands, you know, that everybody loves a bunch of times. I've been fortunate enough to do that. So I don't have the same excitement about it as I once did, but I have been lately just because it's nice to get back out and see and reconnect with people again. And that sometimes gets, you know, it seems a little strange too, because you see people that you haven't seen in so long. And for us, you know, we've been off the road touring since 2011, I think was the last extensive tour that we did. So we've kind of, you know, been out of the touring circuit up until, you know, 2018 when we started doing little, you know, one-off fly dates. So, you know, that was interesting to, you know, going to the Sick New World Festival in Las Vegas that just happened a couple weeks ago. You know, a lot of people forget what people look like, you know,
right?
So sort of like having to reintroduce yourself again.
And it's funny you should say that because, okay, for years I had like black and blue hair, and then just recently, like a few months ago, I just went back to normal color, and so like it was my trademark at all these festivals doing interviews. So there were a couple bands that I'm like friends with, and I'm like wondering if they're gonna even recognize who I am, you know, because it's been a while, and then you change your look. So, you know, it is interesting, you know, everything you were saying is so on point. And I think a lot of people that are not in that world don't recognize that. It's like my youngest daughter, sometimes she'll come to a festival, but she's like, I don't know how you do this all the time, you know? And it's like, I'm more like, I don't know how I don't, but every festival she'll call me up. She's like, so are you excited? And I always say to her, I'm like, I don't know if excited's the word I would say when it's something I do all the time. Like I love doing it, but like, to your point, you know, it's not like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to this festival, because it's not like a once a year occurrence or once in a while occurrence, you know? So.
Right, right. Yeah.
So what?
No, you're right. It's not that I'm not interested, or, you know, it's just that it loses its luster after a while, you know, like anything else that you do over and over again.
Exactly. 100%. So tell everybody how they can reach out to you guys on socials, on the web, and everything else. Get the new music and keep their eye out for everything else you're going to be doing.
Yep. So we've, you know, worked, you know, pretty diligently to make it easy for everybody. So our official website is earshotband.com. And then our all of our social media handles are the same. It's Earshot Band. So everything is one and the same. There's no weird different handle on one and another one on a different one. And it's all the same. So, I encourage all of our fans listening or people that want to follow us to follow us on our socials, because that is the way that we communicate and let people know about new songs, new albums, new tour dates when we announce them. And we are working on doing a short 3-week run in the fall later this year. So
nice.
Really, really encourage people to get on there and follow us, stay in the loop. In fact, I think we're going to be going through Florida, so maybe we'll see you out there. We're in the process of just confirming some shows and confirming the bands that we're going to take out with us on this run. But I think if I remember correctly, we will be coming through your neck of the woods.
Oh, that's pretty good to hear, because nobody likes to come through here anymore.
Yeah. Well, we do.
It's we'll rough through. Because, like, I'm in South Florida, so I don't think people realize, like, you as an artist have to drive all the way down, like, 5-6 hours to get down here, but then 5-6 hours to get out of here, too.
Right. Yeah. Florida's a big state.
It is. So do you have anything else you want to share, any last words with the listeners that we haven't covered already that they should know?
Yeah, I mean, all of our music and our new music can be found on all the usual suspects of streaming services, Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Tidal, all of them, Amazon. It's everywhere. So, find it, follow us, and I think we'll be seeing some of the people out there listening real soon.
Very excited about that. Excited about the new music. Thanks for giving it to us, and thanks for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us on again. Really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure.
Hey, guys. This is Will Martin from Earshot, and you're listening to The Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.